Elaine is here, remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's parliament approved on Thursday a U.S. brokered deal establishing formal relations with the United Arab Emirates by a vote of 80 lawmakers in favor and 13 opposed. The deal, known as the Abraham Accords, was signed between the Middle East countries at the White House on September 15th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet approved it on Monday. Kurdish-led authorities released Thursday hundreds of militants from the Islamic State group imprisoned in northern Syria. It's part of a general amnesty in the region controlled by the U.S.-backed fighters. Amina Omar, the head of the Syrian National Council, told reporters that IS members who were released have, quote, no blood on their hands and have all repented joining IS at some point. The Syrian Democratic Council said the 631 prisoners were released Thursday, while 253 others will have their terms cut in half. It said the amnesty and the release followed requests by tribal leaders in northeastern and eastern Syria. Eight new English areas, including London, will be subject to more stringent coronavirus restrictions because of a rising number of cases, the government announced on Thursday. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the measures, which include a ban on household mixing starting Saturday, were necessary to try and halt the exponential spread of the virus. The curb will affect some 9 million people in the British capital and more than 2 million in parts of the southeast, Midlands, north, and northwest. On Wednesday, nearly 20,000 new positive cases were recorded across the UK. In China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, a hospital president and the director of the health commission in the northern Chinese city of Qingdao have been fired